Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Hey everybody, welcome to this week's episode of Shut Up A Second. My name is Hayden and I'm joined by Cass Page.
Yes, he is.
And also by Zoe B.
Yes, he is.
And today we are talking eyebrows.
What are we, me on the computer?
Because you browse.
Because nice. I browse.
Yeah. Is there any other part of the body that has a brow? Or should we have more brows?
Nipple brows.
Knee brows.
Knee brows.
We don't
Mouth
need...
brow is a mustache.
I'm just trying to think of the things we need to keep moisture out of.
That's what. It's more like it's sweat, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's sweat and just sort of general debris from your scalp.
We need to think of things that are dripping down, because if your eyebrows don't do their job, you get the thing that you need to take Elidel for. Not take, rub it on. You get that eczema from the yeast on your head.
Yeah.
I get that on my arms.
You get head yeast on your arms?
I'm allergic to my own sweat.
Yeah.
And cool. I keep developing athlete's foot, but just on the side of my arms.
Wow. And you don't even work out.
Yeah, I know. It's very impressive. That's why I don't work out, guys. I'm allergic to my own sweat. I have to. It's for health reasons. I definitely have mentioned this on the first ever
iteration.
I'm putting too many syllables in it.
I like it. Iteration.
Iteration. In the first iteration. Ration.
Yep, close enough.
Shut Up A Second, back when it was me, Jack, and Joel.
Yep, the old guard.
The classic. If you miss us, please subscribe to Sans Pants Plus.
Get the old crew, get them
old
back
crew,
together.
We got back together and we're going to do some fucking sweet episodes for you.
Yeah. Do you ever get in a room together and go, God, getting too old for this shit?
What we've been doing at the moment is doing the same episode for about 2 years.
Is it Milk?
It's Milk.
Yeah.
Really?
We've been doing Milk for
about
2 years.
It's a deep well.
That's a very deep well.
It's very good. Every now and then we'll spice it up and give you an egg episode, but then we'll go back to Milk.
So Shut Up A Second Classic is all Milk.
It's all milk and egg.
So it's
all
the fridge section of any major supermarket.
Yeah. They just cut out all the faff. All you want to hear about is Milk and Egg.
I know. Come on, guys. What? Sasquatch? No. Milk.
Yeah.
Milky boys.
And egg sometimes.
And sometimes
if you're good.
Egg.
At Easter, maybe.
Yeah.
We'll give you egg.
We in one of the first ever episodes, I spoke about the fact that I had developed this massive rash across the top of my arm and across my tits.
Yeah.
And I went to a doctor about it because it was like a very substantial rash and was like, ooh, yucky.
Yeah.
And the first question the doctor asked, like 18-year-old me, was like, well, have you been to Africa recently?
You're like, oh, I have. Sorry, I didn't. I'm so silly.
So silly. And I was like, I haven't ever left the country.
Yeah.
And he was like, good, good. We don't have to worry about it being spiders' eggs then.
That's oh, my
the
God.
First thing?
Occam's razor. Jesus
That's
Christ.
So funny.
And I was like, fuck me. And then I would make like crazy jokes about me getting Spider-Man titties and I could just shoot webs.
From your nipples?
From my nipples.
Like milk?
And we're back to
like
milk,
milk,
yeah.
Back to milk.
That's great.
But then years later.
You shooting
later,
milk from your eggs?
Whoa.
Got them both in.
Pew, pew.
Does anyone call tits eggs? Man, look at the eggs on her. She's got such fat eggs. Oh,
whoa,
yeah.
That's a juicy set of eggs. Yolky.
Like to crack those open.
Yeah.
It's just sunny side up, baby.
Just started calling motorboating just a good old scramble.
Yeah.
Anyway, years later they were like, hey, you're allergic to your own sweat. And that's why I have to get athlete's foot cream periodically.
Is that how the doctor's appointment ended? Oh, good, it's not spiders. Well, see ya.
It was really weird because they were like, we don't know. They were like, that's super. And I was going
I've never seen a rash before.
Yeah, I don't know this rash.
I only know about it from spider's eggs. So if it's not spider's eggs.
I don't know. Sorry.
Shit out of luck. Sorry,
and may
mate.
I just say, gross.
Yeah.
But professionally, great eggs. Great set of eggs on you.
Thank you. I'm 18 and I need the attention. So. No, it was like years later and I changed doctors. And at that point, I just resigned to the fact that I was just going to have this rash.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's what my skin looks like now.
Yeah.
And then I, like 2 or 3 years later, like was asking a different GP when you're like, oh, just chuck this in at the end. Be like, by the way, I've got this rash. And she looked at it and was like, oh, yeah, it's this.
Oh, spider's eggs.
Spider's eggs. But at that point, I'd had a roommate who had the same rash and we were like, fuck, is it contagious? Like, I was like, am I giving you this rash? Like, anyway, it just turns out we're both allergic. We're allergic to the yeast that naturally develops in our skin and sweat activates it.
Mmm. Gross.
The human body's foul.
It is foul.
Foul.
So covered in fungus, the human being.
Oh, gross. I never feel clean.
No.
You can't be.
You can't be. You're covered in yeast and you're covered in little microbes and they're all fucking on your face right now.
Fucking and shitting.
Fucking and shitting and coming and pissing.
And bless the eyebrows for keeping that out of my eyes.
Yeah, the eyebrows do a lot of heavy lifting.
Yeah. Okay, I think nose hairs, I know that nose hairs technically aren't hairs. They're not like the same thing.
They're not hairs?
I don't think they're technically hairs.
What are they?
I don't know. They do some.
Bones?
tiny bones.
It's cartilage. Really the whole nose is cartilage.
I feel like they're
hairs.
They
have to be hairs.
They have to be made of keratin.
They can't not be hairs.
They don't hurt when you chop them.
There would be a different kind of hair for sure, but they have to be hair.
They do a different purpose than the rest of the body hair.
Yeah. I feel that,
maybe it is. Okay.
Of course it is.
Call them nose hairs.
Yeah. Nose hair is hair.
That's crazy. Yeah. That's nose crazy. Hairs are hair.
Why? Where'd you hear that from that nose hairs weren't hairs?
I just thought there was, I think I heard it somewhere. Clearly I must have been mistaken, but.
You think it was just tall skin?
No, it's not tall skin. Like, I figured they were made of something similar, but. Yeah, you know.
Like a hair-like substance.
Yeah, you can still pluck it and stuff and cut it and it keeps growing. But
isn't your hair and your nail made of the same?
Yeah, keratin.
They're all keratin.
Yeah.
So
and so a keratin ones. Plugs on your skin. Sometimes things that can fill your pores.
Yeah.
We're all just different. It's all the same stuff, just repeated weird. But yeah, nose
it's
hairs.
It's actually stardust. We're all made of stardust.
We're all made
we're all
of stuff
disgusting,
stuff.
Horrible, yeasty stardust.
Yeah. Star exploded made of fungus.
Yeah.
Nose hairs and belly button hairs, are they kind of just different eyebrows?
I don't think I have belly button hairs.
Yes,
I've got hair around my belly button,
yeah,
but not in my belly button.
No, I don't think you can get
hair. But that hair, for whatever reason, pulls all the gunk into your belly button.
Oh, that's like a one-way, it's like a treadmill to my belly button.
That's why your belly button smells gross?
Yeah.
Does it?
Stick your finger in your belly button. Give it a good
I won't
rub.
Be doing that. Okay.
I once did that and then shoved it under my partner's fingers, and she still talks about
nose?
It.
Shoved it under her nose?
What did I say?
Fingers.
I shoved it under her fingers? No, no, no. I shoved my finger in my belly button and then shoved it into her nose, and she nearly threw up
and often
brings it up.
It's been brought up by her to me.
Yeah.
Because we've definitely.
I'm yuck.
Yeah, but no, the human body is yuck.
Exactly, it's not my fault.
Comparatively, like, it feels the same. Sticking your finger in your belly button feels about as smelly as sticking your finger, like, way up your asshole.
Mm. Like, I would disagree.
Smell your belly button.
Yeah.
I won't be doing that.
Yeah, I agree with you, Zoe. It's,
yeah, smell your belly button.
I would rather smell my deep butthole than your belly button.
Do you know
it's
what?
Pretty rancid
it's
in there.
So, I think that's
I wash it.
Yeah,
I actively, since that day, so I was actually quite embarrassed how stinky it was. I didn't think it would cause such a scene. But since then, I'm getting soap in there and I'm cleaning out.
But the human
douche
body.
In the butt?
Yeah.
No, I have to wear my belly button.
Yeah,
your
button.
Oh, I thought you just said butt.
I did, like.
Okay. But by butt, you mean
button.
Yeah.
I didn't realize. Yeah, that
the
you can't. You can't shorten everything.
No.
I think I would rather smell asshole than belly button.
Yeah.
Because at
it's
least
it's insane that you don't want to smell your own belly button.
Go on, do it
now. Do it
now.
It's really bad.
That's the thing.
Really
if you're like smell, you get here. I'm going to give you two smells. One is your asshole, and one is your belly button. I would rather smell hole because I know what I'm getting.
Yeah.
That's not going to be new information to me. Belly I don't want to know is... about the belly button because I've, do you know what it is? I saw how disturbed your partner was recounting this story to me months later.
But now I clean it and I think it would not stink now.
It's the most.
No.
Zoe, smell my belly button.
All right, I'll smell your belly button.
Do it?
Smell my belly button.
No, I don't want to.
Coward.
Do you want to smell it?
No, it really does make me want to spew the theory.
Zoe, do you want it or not?
I'll do it.
Yeah, okay.
I'll do it because I'm not a coward.
Okay, my finger is in my belly button. It's in there. I'm wiggling it around. I've got my finger out of my belly button, and I am approaching Zoe's nose.
Oh, that is
no! The pain to face you are still making. Oh my god,
it's not that bad. It mostly Okay. Wait. Stop. My fingers mostly smell like the chips we were eating before. And I can imagine if you were thought that was how my belly button smelled, that would be disgusting. But now that you know what the smell is.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering.
It's actually nice.
So it's like, why does
smell it again? Wait, smell it again.
Smell like salt and vinegar chips.
Yeah, it's because we're eating. There's actually no belly button smell on this finger at all. I'm giving it a good whiff.
Insane.
They were like hot and spicy twisties.
Yeah.
It was, it was a very weird smell. It was like that came out of a human.
Yeah, my belly button is not naturally hot and spicy. And that was what you were smelling was my finger and my scentless belly button. Is
I mean, I guess that's good. We were also eating those pork floss flavored. Yeah. Sunflower seeds.
Yeah, we're eating weird stuff.
Yes.
Which Zoe did. Did you try one? No, you refused.
I can't eat pork and pork products. So. Yeah.
Missing out.
So, which might have been what I smelled and just been like my whole body viscerally was just like, no, thank you.
Would have been some pork floss flavoured things, some hot and spicy corn
there
things.
There was a lot of scents going on.
No belly button stink in there.
There was no belly button stink. It was just like
thank
an
you,
insane,
I'm very clean. I'm a clean boy.
It was
boy.
Just an insane thing to be like, I can't believe that smell came out of your belly button. Because it was like, I was like, that smells
it was
like
hot
chips.
It was hot and spicy pork is what you were smelling. And that is, pretty.
What a horrid prank.
That's pretty concerning.
That is horrendous. If you ask someone to smell a part of your body and it smelled like animal meat, with any flavoring on animal meat, that's bad.
Oh.
Yeah. I think sometimes when stuff's supposed to smell bad but it smells good, it makes you feel sick.
Yeah. Mm.
You know what I mean?
Sometimes you'll have a fart and you'll be like,
you'll be like, oh, yum. And then, oh, what the fuck?
With me.
Yeah.
I have not had that experience.
Have you ever had a fart
and just been like, that's not the worst. Like, that's not, it's stinky, but it's like good stinky. It's my stinky. Yeah.
It's a satisfying stink.
Yeah.
Okay. I think I see what you're saying. I've definitely spewed and been like, that was just the same flavor I had moments ago.
More acidic.
Yeah.
I can't remember what I was going to say. Don't worry about me. You guys just talk
for just thinking about your
just think about my
spicy
belly button.
Belly button.
Yeah, my pork.
Because Cass and I were talking belly buttons in a group chat the other day. And Cass had mentioned that sometimes touching the inside of your belly button isn't...
I feel like you're about to misrepresent me.
Okay, would you like to tell the story?
I said sometimes when you poke yourself in the belly button, you can feel it in your bits.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Zoe has... also had an experience with this. Zoe gets Zoe gets what it turns out is a very different thing to what I feel.
You can feel it in your bits, but it feels good.
It doesn't feel good to me.
Interesting.
Does it make you need to pee?
Not in any lasting capacity.
Yeah.
But if you go deep enough, you sort of like,
so yours is linked to your bladder. See, mine, so what had happened was Cass had mentioned this and I was like, yeah, I can feel it in my bits too. And then we just didn't think about it. We moved on from it.
I didn't assume Zoe meant good. Zoe didn't assume I meant bad.
You're right.
And then I found this video of this scientist being like, this is why sometimes you feel it in your bits and it feels good. Sometimes you feel it in your bits and it makes you need to pee. Sometimes, whatever. Mm-hmm. And I was like, see, Cass.
And sometimes it smells like hot and spicy pork.
Sometimes it smells like hot and spicy pork and it's fine. But I'd like found this video and I was like, see, Cass, we're not the only ones whose bits feel good when you... And I dobbed myself in.
Right in the group chat.
In the group chat.
And I
was like
no. What do you mean? What do you mean good? Yeah. What are you saying that I watched the video? Like, I was like, Jesus Christ.
It's like if you... It doesn't feel good as in like, ooh, this feels really pleasurable. It's like if you're wearing like really thick snow pants and someone kind of like brushes up against you, you're like, those are my bits. That's good.
Okay. That's fair. I don't get that at all. I kind of feel if I was to really dig my finger in there, I'd feel weird and not good about it. But if I just sort of gently place my finger in and give it a little wiggle, it feels normal and fine.
Oh, yeah, you'd have to go pretty deep to
do that. Yeah, I don't want to do that. I've got no interest in that.
I feel like there is that other doom response where you're like, oh, poke your finger in, and some people are like, that makes me feel sick to think about. Mm. It's too far in my body.
A couple of people in the group chat just refused to try. And I was like, poke your belly button, see what it feels like.
You got to be able to put your fingers everywhere.
Are you washing it otherwise?
Yeah.
Well, it turns out a lot of us know.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you're just refusing.
Get your finger in there, wash
clean
it
clean as a button.
Clean as a button.
A belly button. Oh.
My belly button.
Just hot and spicy. I can't get over how bad that was in my brain to process.
It actually smelled good, but you thought it smelled bad and it made you gag.
It was not a smell. I was expecting it to smell like gross body.
Yeah.
I was expecting it to smell like mine.
Mm.
But the fact that it smelled like hot and spicy chips really threw me.
Mm.
And I don't know if I can move on from that, like fundamentally.
Well.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Well, while you're processing that, would you like to hear some eyebrow history?
Absolutely.
Yes.
So, this is the longest eyebrow hair of someone currently living, I think. Or maybe it's of all time. Well, it's the world's longest. So I think the world's longest eyebrow hair that's still alive and attached to a head. It is. Do you want to guess how long it is, by the way?
10 centimetres.
10 centimetres, Cass?
15. Right.
It's a single eyebrow hair. The longest one in the world.
I'm going to go, you know what? If it's the longest one in the world, it's probably a freak brow hair. And I'm going to go 100 centimetres.
A metre.
You think it's a metre long?
Yeah.
It is not a metre long.
Okay.
It is 19.1 centimetres long.
That's still so long.
Which is pretty long. That's longer than that. Yeah, it's like... Well, it's 7.5 inches, so it's, you know, what, like three quarters of a foot?
It's big. It's
two-thirds of a 30-centimeter ruler.
It's up to a Barbie's tits.
Yeah.
It's what?
Up to a Barbie's tits.
Okay. I thought you said babies, and I went,
Is that how we're measuring these,
yeah.
Neil?
So it belongs to 81-year-old Zhang Shuzhen from China. It was measured at a hospital in China, as I say, you know, it's
good. It's a legitimate.
I'm assuming. I don't know if he had to go to the hospital to get it measured. I don't know why. It seems like a medical thing. Whatever.
Is it one single eyebrow hair, and the rest of them are like normal length, or is it a plethora?
Good question. It is one freak brow. You were right, Cass.
Yes.
His eyebrows are pretty long, but they're not like they're not all that long. Like you've seen probably longer eyebrows, but yeah, this one specific eyebrow hair is really long. He once estimated it to be 18.5 centimeters, so didn't go for the world record.
Okay.
Because at that time, there was hair longer.
Wait, he estimated?
Yep.
He didn't check?
Oh, I don't know. In his application for the world record title, he wrote, "In China, a long eyebrow hair means health and long life. When I found that my eyebrow hair was a lot longer than other people, my family started to say that it was a good symbol for an old man. It was at this point I thought I might be the Guinness World Records title holder." And he's this is my favorite thing. Sometimes his eyebrow hair slips into his mouth. So when he eats, he tucks it behind his ear.
That was going to be my question. Does he tuck it behind his ear?
He does. Behind his right ear. Yeah, I'll give you a photo. There it is. He's got pretty gross teeth.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a really long eyebrow.
Is that about what you're expecting?
Truly. Yeah. Truly it was.
Up to the Barbie's tits.
Would you like to hear about some other long hairs?
Yes, please.
Yeah.
The longest ear hair belongs to Anthony Victor from India.
That's great. You can
from
also
the center
that
of his outer ear, 18.1 centimeters. Ooh. Pretty long, about the same, but a little bit shorter than the eyebrow hair. The longest chest hair is Zhao Jingtao from China, 23.5 centimeters.
All
mammoth.
Right.
And the longest nipple hair was grown by Italian Daniele Tuveri, logged at 17 centimeters, which is about 6.5 inches.
How long does hair last before it falls out?
I think it changes person to person and hair to hair.
And it depends on where that hair is growing. Like a hair in a mole's fucking there.
What?
Forever?
It's locked in.
Yeah, like,
that shit does not move.
Do you have any moles that have a hair?
No, I'm normal.
Do you guys not have any witches' moles on your body?
I don't have, they don't stick out with the really thick black hair. I do have, some black hairs on a mole, but they're not the classic ones.
I've got one on my arm. Is she growing back? I got it shaved recently when I was getting a tattoo.
Wait, so, did they just shave it with, the razor to get your...
Yeah, they did the tattoo around the mole.
That's funny.
You know, they got...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the mole is there.
Yeah, sure.
And there's normally just like one very coarse hair sticking out of it.
Mm.
And I can pluck it out, but it's never just fallen out.
Yeah. Interesting. Holds on.
Don't all hairs just fall out eventually?
I don't know. Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Maybe mole hair is different.
Well, I think head hair, they say it's 7 years.
And so leg hairs fall out?
Yeah. Everything falls out. You're constantly leaking and dropping and flaking and shedding. But yeah, head hairs, on average, it's 7 years. So if you didn't cut your hair for 7 years, that would be the longest your hair will ever be.
Mm-hmm.
It would sort of maintain itself at seven.
Okay.
Because it would grow long and then fall out.
That means some people's hair is insane.
What?
It's so long. And that's only 7 years of growth? Like those people whose hair grows to the floor?
Whose hair grows to the floor?
Some people's hair grows to the floor.
Yeah, Guinness Book of World Record holders.
Yeah.
Okay, sure. Yes, okay. I don't think I've ever seen someone in real life with hair to the floor.
I've seen people with the hair past their bums.
That's okay. That's not what... That's the different thing.
That is a different thing.
That's still a whole half a body to go.
It's still impressive.
Yeah. It's not that impressive.
Oh, actually, do you know what? They've always
impressive.
Been
you just
short.
Have to... What?
They've always been short people.
Yeah.
Maybe their hair grows quick and they are short, closer to the ground.
Exactly. Their bum's not far away.
They're always short people. I never really thought about that till now.
Also, it's not impressive. They didn't do anything. They just didn't cut their hair. The thing that they did was not do something.
Yeah, but the fact that their body can do that in the first place. Like when people get really
everyone's
tall.
Everyone's could do it.
I don't know if mine can do that.
What's the longest your hair's ever been?
Down to my bum. not faster. And it's only down to my bum when it's wet. So down to my hips.
Okay.
Okay, well, what I think I'm trying to tell everyone how impressive I am.
Yeah. And you're pretty short though, so.
Yeah.
I'm not that short.
Yeah, you're pretty short.
No, that is a lie. I'm not very short.
She's very tall.
I'm lengthy in the head.
Okay.
Got a tall head.
Is this like...
We're gaslighting Hayden.
An affirmation thing. I am tall. I am not short.
I am a short king.
Mm. I tower over my enemies.
Yeah.
Do you guys have any weird body hairs?
I used to have a couple.
I got one on my arm somewhere that is just a big, thick black one, like thicker than the other black ones. I don't know where he's gone. I haven't seen him in a while, actually. He might have fallen out, never to come back. There's one. I've got one white beard hair on my chin that seems to grow way quicker than every other beard hair because I clip it and then, it's back and it's, the same length as all the other hair in my beard. It comes bounces back. Yeah, probably should pluck it. But that seems hurting.
That's 7 years.
Not for very long.
Yeah.
Very short amount of hair.
But it's ridiculous because I don't mind having white hairs. I've got a lot of grey hairs on my head. But it's just, it's the one in the exact middle of a bunch of hair in my beard. Mm. And I think it looks silly.
I have the same problem with my pubes.
Yeah.
I have one single grey pube.
Oh, that's fun.
Oh, it makes her look distinguished.
She's wise.
It's smack bang in the middle as well.
Oh, that's fun.
It's very fun. It's like a little, you know, like some women go and some men as well go and get their pubic hair like shaped into something fun, yeah, like a star or a lightning bolt.
I once shaved my pubes when I was in high school, tried to shave them into flames, but then straight away fucked it up. And so I'm like, well, what else can I shave this into? So I shaved it into a weed leaf and then sent everyone a picture on Snapchat, obviously.
Yeah, obviously.
The dick was scribbled out. Okay, it was just a picture of my pubes. That's fun.
Not a pervert, guys.
Yeah.
Scribbled out.
Yeah. Kids are still using Snapchat now, which blows my mind because it was like a thing when I was very young. And kids are also still rickrolling each other. Isn't that fucked up?
I think still. That's kind of nice.
Classic.
Maybe it's like...
Get your own thing.
Everyone still makes a little S shape.
Yeah, that's true.
That's been going since that's hundreds of years old.
Yeah.
Hundreds?
Yeah.
I think it's pretty old.
Yeah.
The cool S.
That's cool.
Yeah.
It's very
but
cool.
But isn't it like, I don't know, because I used to work with kids at like a community radio station, and then they'd always want to play Rick Astley's Never Gonna Give You Up. I'm like, oh, this would be so funny. We're going to rickroll people on the radio. And I'm like, man, well, okay, everyone does this. And also, we were doing this literally 15 years ago. I don't get it. I mean, good on them. Do whatever you want. But
people
also
still stealing noses. This is just, we just have the technology to do this.
I feel like, I guess.
We've invented like a joke that will be forever.
Tell you what is a good version of a Rickroll. Instead of showing them Rick Astley, you show them a picture of a dog's dick. That's really good. I did that at a bar the other night with some friends. I can't remember what we're talking about. They're talking about, just photos in general. Like, oh, I got a great photo of you. Bang, dog dick. And they go, oh, it's really good. And then you can get them again because people fall for it. If you show someone your phone, they'll look at it. And sometimes there's a dog's dick on there.
I can just imagine your partner just sitting there looking dead straight ahead and you just being like, Look, I want to show you a thing. No, I'm going to see a dog's penis.
I haven't got it with a dog's dick in ages, actually. It's time. Could be time for maybe tonight at dinner. We're having sushi for dinner, too, so that'll be...
Oh, good. Yeah. It's on my finger.
Oh, actually, nice. You're quite clean.
This is an undercurrent of, hot and spicy delicious.
I reckon getting a sushi finger.
No, because it's fishy.
Yeah.
That's gross.
Here, do you know what you could do? Just be like, make her smell your finger. It will smell like sushi. And just tell her it's your belly button. She'll spew.
Yeah. I don't think she... here's the thing. I think if I said smell my finger, she'd go, I'm breaking up with you. And I would say, that's fair.
I'd take her side.
Yeah. No, not everyone would. Yeah. Have you got eyebrow facts for us, Cass?
I don't know if this is good. The fact I have is... Hang on. We can...
No, back yourself. It's good. It'll be good.
All right, so my eyebrow fact, I've only got the one. I went to my favorite website,
Quora.
And wanted to know what those good people thought about eyebrows.
Okay.
Because that's where I get all my facts from.
Sure.
And I found this really nice answer. Someone's asked, why are the eyebrows such a crucial feature of physical appearance? We've got an answer from Megan, who's a cosmetologist. So they're
always... Is it because they're always on everyone's face, so it looks weird?
It's weird if you don't have them.
Yeah.
So from Megan, who is cosmetologist, so they're always on point as their reference.
Okay.
I always say eyebrows are the frames of the face. They are the anchor point on the face.
Uh-huh.
Think like this. When you first see someone, you most likely look in their eyes. So the brows are like the frames in a picture. Mm-hmm. Imagine like a picture on a wall, then a picture with a frame on the wall. It gives a depth or a weight. Better yet, when you are coloring in a coloring book, the lines show you where to color and the brows dictate where to look. The brain likes organization and certainty. This is a reason why when we color outside the lines, it bothers most of us. So the brows basically tell us where to look instead of them having to search where. This is all my opinion. I'm not a researcher. These are just things I've conducted whilst treating my clients.
Aww. That's fair. I kind of like that.
Yeah.
I like the idea that it's like coloring book.
Yeah.
If you put your eye makeup past the eyebrow, you've gone past the lines.
Yeah. Like... Well, I really like, I mean, this is fact as much as we all know it without consciously knowing it. Changing the shape of your brows fucks with your vibe. For better or worse, yeah. Like, as in you can fuck with it in a good way. I've seen like videos of people who get their eyebrows changed, like they'll get them done or like done. And then their demeanor looks different. It's not that they've changed anything other than their eyebrow shape. So like it's all the
if you get a high arch, you look evil.
Yeah, very Boba Kiki, like sharp angles, high arches, like the more triangly, the more scary. And then the more rounded, the more, and then like it's sort of the less scary. And even if you've got a really round eyebrow and there's no angles in it, but it goes really high still, you just look more surprised. But if you had the same sort of depth of shape, you'd look furious.
Have you ever like fucked around with your eyebrow shape?
I haven't, and I would love to know what it looked like. Zoe, though.
I fuck with my eyebrows.
Zoe's currently fucking with her eyebrows.
I'm currently fucking with
you're mostly eyebrowless.
I am mostly eyebrowless. I am tortured in the fact that I've got like three eyebrow hairs. My eyebrows are very sparse.
Like Louis Theroux.
Yeah, just like
I found out the other day, Louis Theroux.
Not much eyebrows.
What does he do?
He does documentaries and stuff.
Oh, I meant like with his eyebrows. When I picture him, he's got eyebrows. Does he not? Am I remembering wrong?
Yeah, he just has sparse eyebrows.
Sparse brows. I have very sparse brows, like to the point where you can see each individual hair and there's like a solid gap in between each one. It swings around about because for ages I was really happy because I have very little body hair for a WOG person, like very little body hair. And everyone, all the women in my family were really jealous because they were like, oh my God, Zoe, you got no body hair. Like that's so nice. We always have to wax and pluck and blah. And then as I came out and realized I was a non-binary person, I was like, that's a bummer. I would have loved a mustache. But I guess we do what we do.
You would look cute with a mustache.
I'd look so fucking cute with a stache.
What kind of stache would you do? Like a pencil mustache?
You know, like he's like a wispy, like little fucking teenage boy who's got like three hairs on the top of his lip.
Towards the corners of your mouth?
Towards the corners.
Yeah.
That'd look awesome.
That'd be sick.
I draw them on sometimes, but
so women with beards... fucking sick. Yeah. It's actually awesome.
Yeah.
Women with dark eyes with beards, their eyes pop. Like, I guess this is really specific. If you've got like dark facial hair and then you also have dark eyes, your eyes just like bam. Yeah.
And then beard with lipstick? Oh, that's good. Sexy. It's good.
Yeah, your lips look cool. It's a really good face
Ladies,
framing.
Grow a full beard.
Full beard, please.
That being said, like if you've got light hair and light eyes, that would also make your eyes pop.
Yeah, I guess so.
Dwarves. Yeah. You know, in Lord of the Rings.
No.
In Lord of the Rings, all the dwarves have beards, even the ladies.
Oh,
that's
cute.
True.
Yeah, and they all just look
fucking
adorable.
Fucking hot.
Yeah.
Most fuckable characters of the whole trilogy.
Gollum, then the lady dwarves.
Yeah, no, obviously. Well, so with my brows, I ended up like just one day being like, I saw this thing on whatever that was like, oh, if you take off the little tail of your brow, it really like lightens your face.
Sure.
And I was like, that's weird. But my brows go as sparse as they are. The like several hairs that I do have are quite thick and dark. Nice combination of things. And so they go down quite low. And then I also have a scar across one of my eyebrows. So I get one random hair that's like a good centimeter away from everything else. blessed. And I was just like, oh, all right, I'll shave off the tails of my eyebrows and see if that kind of suits my face shape. And I was like, oh, that's really cute. And I did that for ages. And then I was like, oh, I want thinner brows rather than like they're quite wide for fucking no hair. And I was like, all right, I'll shave the bottom off so I've got like more canvas to do my makeup. And then slowly, like, and that looked cute. And I was like, fuck, I'm adorable. This is awesome. And the more that I would do that, and I was like, this is a cute look, but it's like any time that you shave or try and like do something the exact same, I would always lose like a little bit more brow as I would do it because I would be like, yeah, that's close enough. Yeah. And then all of a sudden I just had like the nubs of the front of my brow and I've been rocking that for like a year because I really like drawing them on to look like Spock.
Cool.
And just doing like pew, pew, two really straight lines.
Really good stuff.
It's just, it's such a vibe. And I look so fucking gay when I do it. And I love it so much. Because like I think there are moments, I'm not going to be like, oh, I dress really femme while I sit here in like steel cap boots and
a baseball
jersey.
Boots aren't even done up.
yeah, I'm working. So like, but like every now and then it's really cool to like pepper that in and be like, it's a fun way to do it. Melbourne Northside queer, you know? But then the other week I was like, all right, it's time to bring them back and I've just stopped shaving them for about a month and they've grown back. And this weekend I was like, it's finally time to shape.
Yeah.
And I still shaved off the little bit at the end, so I've got more room. Mm-hmm. But now I have a good centimetre and a half more brow than I did 2 months ago.
Nice.
Just yeah. Congratulations.
I'm bringing them back.
Would you ever do microblading?
No, so this is my issue, is that I think if I was someone who was like, this is the face of makeup that I'm going to do every day, and there's nothing wrong with that, I love people who do that. I got that fucking neurodivergent brain where I got to fuck with my face constantly.
Yeah, right.
So I like having the freedom of drawing my brows on the
blank canvas.
Yeah, I like the freedom of the blank canvas. And I'm kind of very lucky that my eyebrows are so sparse because I can draw on, I don't have to block anything because they're so sparse that if I just put some concealer on them, you can't see them.
Yeah, right. That's cool. Well, on that note, I've been Aiden.
I've been Cass.
And I've been Zoe B.
And if you love eyebrow chat, if you're into this, make sure you listen to Being Hot Is Hard, starring Zoe B and Cass Page.
And then hot guests. We always get hot guests.
We always get a hot guest.
Some hot guests.
We always tell you about what's hot and what's hard.
Yeah.
It's beauty, always one of them.
Makeup, the crazy things people do to their face.
Well, it's just we're in a society that has designed We're in a society that is designed to make us feel bad. So how do we feel good?
Yeah.
What do we do for ourselves to make us feel good?
Yeah, and the weird stuff.
And the weird stuff that we do because we're all fucking animals.
What's the weirdest thing a guest has done? What's like the one of the top tier weirdo things?
Oh, this was less weird and more of an accident when we had Lottie DL, founder of Banish, on. If you want to recycle, go to banish.com. Mm-hmm. Banish.com.au?
Just Google Banish Recycling.
Google Banish. Oh, my God.
You can recycle the hard-to-recycle shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it'll sort your life out. When she made that hair mask and it was like coconut oil and I think egg, and it's like an egg white coconut oil mask thing, and then she went to rinse it out, but I think she used hot water so it cooked the egg into her hair.
Oh, no, poached the egg into her hair.
But then also set the coconut oil, and it took like months to get out of her
hair. Months to get out?
Like the coconut oil part of it, yeah.
What?
Yeah.
That is crazy.
Yeah, her hair, like, she was, like, wearing a helmet or something.
Yeah, no, I forgot that happened, actually.
It was definitely coconut oil,
something hot.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, something that cooked when hot, but the coconut oil had to be taken out hot. It was a whole thing.
Yeah, or when Alex J off of Screen Queens Pod with Beck Charlwood tried, when she was much younger, a, like, pill shake tablet thing that was meant to, like, the whole idea is that it binds all your fat together, like, it would have been when she was a teenager. So you can, like, eat whatever food, it binds to the fat so your body, like, doesn't absorb it or whatever.
So you shit the fat out?
Yeah! Yeah, she shat herself!
Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah, Zoe also does her nails with a scalpel.
That's...
And a Dremel. It's the most butch way to be femme.
That's fucking sick.
It's very
cool.
It's terrifying
cool
to watch.
Yeah. It's insane. I'm just a mesh of the two, you know.
Yeah. And we had
Cass puts coconut powder in her hair instead of using dry shampoo.
Was it coconut or cocoa?
Cocoa powder.
Right?
Yeah. And then when I get I danced a lot last night and I got really sweaty and it smelled like I was baking a chocolate cake because I was making a roux on my head.
My
Dremel's fucking crazy.
Yeah. If you want more hot tips, I like that. Hot hard pod.
Being
hot is hard.
And you can find us on all the socials at hot hard pod.
Yes.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.